One of the questions that people oftentimes ask about heaven is, will we know each other in heaven? Will we recognize one another in heaven? And I want to go immediately to the Bible to look at some verses that pertain to this subject. The first one that we're going to look at is Matthew 17. So let's turn in our Bible right now to Matthew chapter 17, and we're going to begin reading in verse 1. The Bible says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him." That is, Jesus had Moses and Elijah talking with him. Now, Moses and Elijah had been dead for hundreds and hundreds of years. And yet the Bible shows that now they're back talking to Jesus. In verse 4, "Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Now, I know that this is not a passage that deals with heaven, but what it does show is that Moses, although he had been dead for about 1,500 years, was still Moses. He was still the same person. And Elijah, who had been dead for perhaps about 1,000 years before Jesus was born, is still Elijah. And not only that, but Peter knows that Moses is Moses. He knows that Elijah is Elijah. Now, Peter had never seen Moses before. He had never seen Elijah before. They were dead centuries before Peter came on the scene. So how did Peter know that this was Moses? How did Peter know that this was Elijah? Well, we're not told. But what we do find here is something that does pertain to what we're talking about. And that is, if we're going to talk about the question, will we recognize one another in heaven, we have to at first deal with the question, will we still be the same person in heaven? Will we maintain or retain our personal identity? And of course, this passage shows that the answer is yes. We will still be the same people. We will still be who we are, even though we will be in a different body, in a different form. So that lays the foundation for what we're going to look at next, and that is to look at Luke chapter 16. It's interesting and, in a way, amazing how many questions that we raise about the future life are answered in Luke chapter 16. In Luke chapter 16, what we find is the story of the rich man and Lazarus. This begins in verse 19. "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." Now, what did the rich man see, and what did the rich man know? The Bible shows that they have died, both the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus is in a place of rest, and the rich man is in a place of torment. And the Bible says in verse 23 that the rich man lifted up his eyes, and he saw Abraham afar off, and he saw Lazarus in his bosom. And in verse 24, he's talking to Abraham, and he's talking to Abraham about Lazarus. So he recognized Lazarus, this very man that had been laid at his gate, that he had neglected to help for all those days of his life. I don't know how many, I don't know if it was more than weeks or months or maybe even years. But he knew what Lazarus looked like. And when they died, even though the rich man was not in the body that he had been in all of his life on earth, and neither was Lazarus, they were in their spiritual form. And the Bible shows us that the rich man recognized Lazarus. So did they recognize each other after this life was over? Yes. There is future recognition in Luke chapter 16. And not only that, the Bible says not only did the rich man recognize Lazarus and know who he was, but the rich man knew who Abraham was. He recognized Abraham. Now, how did he do that? How could this rich man know who Abraham was? Well, you might say, well, perhaps it's possible that he lived during the same time that Abraham did. And so maybe Abraham had already died, and this man had seen him in his lifetime, and then now this rich man dies. Well, that can't be the case. That cannot be so because of what is said later in this story. You'll remember that the rich man remembers that he has five brothers who are on the earth. And he asked Abraham to send Lazarus back to the earth to warn his five brothers. And Abraham says no. And as a matter of fact, Abraham said in verse 29, they, that is your brothers, who are still alive on earth, have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. That is, they have the writings, the books of the Old Testament written by Moses and the prophets. Now, you see, Moses lived a long time after Abraham. Moses and Abraham did not live at the same time. So for Abraham to say what he did in verse 29 shows that Moses has already written those books. He has already lived and died, and those books that Moses wrote still remain. And that was hundreds of years after Abraham lived. Now, of course, the fascinating thing is that when Moses died, he went to the same place that Abraham was in Luke chapter 16. So Moses is in that same place where Abraham and Lazarus are. Moses is not speaking, and we don't know because we're not told whether Moses knew anything about this conversation. But at any rate, we get back to the question, how did the rich man know who Abraham was? It was not because he had seen him on the earth. He didn't know who Abraham was because he had seen the physical appearance of Abraham on earth. But somehow, in the future life, the rich man recognizes Abraham. And again, this shows that Abraham is still Abraham. Lazarus is still Lazarus. Lazarus certainly doesn't have the body that he had on the earth. He doesn't have the same form because he was in torment on the earth. He suffered affliction. He was a beggar. He was crippled. He had these sores all over his body. But now he's in a different state. He's in a different condition. So although on the earth he was in this miserable form and he was in this body that suffered so much, now he's being comforted. But at any rate, what we find is that the rich man recognizes these two in the afterlife. So I don't know of a more plain passage in all the Bible that talks about future recognition. And if they recognized each other in this waiting place, this intermediate place called Hades, then it would certainly seem reasonable to say that people will recognize one another in heaven. Now, one of the questions that we wonder about and that people raise is, will we have the same relationships to other people in heaven that we had here on the earth? Will we have the same feelings for other people that we had here on the earth? And I'm going to turn to Luke chapter 20 in order to deal with this question and to see as much as we can from the Bible about it. In Luke chapter 20, beginning in verse 34, Jesus talks about the state or the condition of people that make it to heaven. And in Luke chapter 20, verse 34, Jesus answering said unto them, "The children of this world, that is, people on earth, marry and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, that is, being raised to eternal life, being worthy to obtain that world, that is, heaven," that's the world that he's talking about in verse 35, he says, "they neither marry nor are given in marriage. So one of the big differences between our relationships here and our relationship and relationships to one another in heaven is that in heaven there will be no marriage. So in that sense, it will be different. And that means that the feelings will be different. Now, how can that be? How can it be the case that you can be married to somebody for years and years in this life, and yet in heaven you will not be husband and wife anymore? How can that happen? How can you have these feelings on earth and not have these feelings in heaven? If we're the same people, then why don't we have the same kind of feelings? Well, because Jesus said you will not have the same kind of relationship. Something will be different, or some things will be different. Now, if we ask the question, well, how? Why? How can it be that things will be that different? And the answer is not an explanation, because the answer is the Bible just does not explain this. The Bible does not explain how this could happen and how this will happen. And so it's a matter of faith. It's a matter of us accepting what God says and trusting in what God says, in spite of the fact that we do not understand how it could be done and how it will happen. We don't have to understand things to know that they're true. I don't understand how our spirit dwells in our body. I don't understand how that could happen, but I know it's a fact. It's not something that we can especially physically or in any other way fully understand, and yet we know that it's true. Well, we're looking at something here that is beyond our understanding, and so it is a matter of faith. The Bible does not explain how this can be and how it will be. And even if the Bible did explain how this is going to happen, could we understand it? Can we be sure that we would understand it if the Bible did answer our question about this? We can't even be sure about that. Now, another part of this issue is, what about our loved ones that are lost? What about friends and family members that don't make it to heaven? The Bible shows that when we get to heaven, we're going to be happy. We're going to be at peace. We will not be in sorrow like we've been in this life. So if we know that our loved ones, at least some of our loved ones and friends, are not in heaven, and we know that their souls are lost for all of eternity, then how can we really be at peace? How can we be happy? Well, this is another question that I don't know the answer to, because the Bible does not explain this. Now, you might suggest that, well, maybe God will erase our memory so that we don't know anybody in heaven. Well, that wouldn't remove the problem that we're talking about, that is, the problem of knowing that your loved ones are lost. As a matter of fact, it might even make it worse, because if God erases your memory and you don't know anybody in heaven, then you sure won't know if your loved ones and your friends are there, and you won't have any idea as to how many of them are saved or lost. So that really wouldn't help anything, would it? Somehow, in heaven, we will sorrow no more. Future recognition is not a matter of physical appearance. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that we will receive a spiritual body in the resurrection day. The goal, friends, is this: to live so that we can be there. And the rest is a matter of faith.